Mishnah Daf Kaf Ches Amud Aleph says, Misha Yerosha Veruba Besukah Veshulchanah Besoch Habayis Veshamay Poslim Besil Makshirim. Let's say someone is sitting in a sukkah vidola. It's not a small sukkah. It's not Zayin HaZayin Tzvah. It's a regular size sukkah, 20 feet by 20 feet. But his shulchan is Besoch Habayis. So Veshamay say that sukkah is Besulah. So Beis Hillel asked Beis Shammai, isn't there a meister out? They came to Rabbi Yochanan ben Acharanis, and he was sitting like this. He was sitting, Rosh of Ruba v'sukkah v'shachanah v'sukkah v'sukkah. They didn't say anything to him. So isn't it mashma that there's no problem with such a sukkah? So Amr Lahem Beshama Misham Raya. Afem Amr Lahem Keri Sanoi Lachiyamta Mitzvah Sukkah Yamecha. Beshama said, no, they did say something. You didn't get the story right. They told him that if you always were sitting like this, if you had your Shulchan Besoch HaBayis, but you were sitting with Besoch HaSukkah, you would never Mekayim the Mitzvah Sukkah Yamecha. Ever. You would never Mekayim Mitzvah Sukkah. So it's not a Raya to you, Fakir, it's a Raya to us, Beshama said to Beis Hillel. What's the reason for this halacha? Why does Beis Shammai say that Yoshev Rosh of Ruba B'sukkah B'shachanah B'sukkah B'ayis is not Yotzei? So we saw the Gemara in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph says that there's a gzeira. Right? Chazal say, Beis Shammai said that Chazal made a gzeira Shemim Moshech Acha Shulchanah. We're afraid you'll be nimshach after the table in the B'ayis. If you eat in such a way that you're nimshach Acha Shulchanah B'sukkah B'ayis, then you're not sitting under the sukkah. So Beis Shammai say that there was a gzeira. We are gozer. Chazal were gozer. Beis Hillel say that there was no gzeira. That's why Beis Hillel amakshir such a sukkah. Again, we're not talking about a sukkah ketani here. We're talking about a sukkah gedol. There's plenty of room. But as the Gemara Daf Gimel says, we're talking the yosef apuma demetalalta. Metalalta means a sukkah. You're sitting on the mouth of the sukkah, the entranceway to the sukkah. You're sitting there. Rosh of ruba besukkah v'shachanos besoch habayis. The question is, are you going to be nimshach hachar shachanos besoch habayis or not? That's the shayla. We make the gzeira. Do we not make the gzeira? So it would seem from the Mishnah, from the response of Beis Shammai to Beis Hillel, that someone who's not choshesh for the gzeirah d'rabbanan is not mekayim the mitzvah sukkah. And that's what Beis Shammai is responding to Beis Hillel. The Chazal made this gzeirah that you're not allowed to sit rosh of ruba v'sukkah v'shachan v'sach habayis. We're afraid of inim shachach ha-shukkah. And if you do that, you're not mekayim the mitzvah sukkah. That's what they said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Acharanis. What does that mean? You're not Mekayim the Mitzvah Sukkah. This is a Din D'Rabbanan. It's a Gzeira D'Rabbanan. In a Torah, L'chora, you're sitting in a Sukkah. What's the Shaila over here? So comes the Ran and says, no, it's a dramatic statement, but it's not literal. They don't want to take it literally. It's not what they meant. It's the Ran. And if you base them, it base the Dab Yarif. The Ran says, B'Gemara Mefarish B'may Pligi. And the Gemara explains what Beis Shammai Beis Hillel are disagreeing about. The Gemara Mefarish, not this Gemara, the Gemara and that Gimel. The Gemara doesn't talk about this issue. It talks about Noshim and Tanim, which we're going to get to, other levels of Kasugis. But the Gemara over here doesn't explain. The Gemara and that Gimel Amud Aleph explains that it's a question of the Gzeira. Amrulam Kaino Yisanoi Lokiyant Mitzvah Sukkah Miyamecha. Lav Dafka says the Ran. Don't take it literally. The Hamid Rabbanan with the Mitzvah. It's only a din derabbanan zer shemimash echacha shulchano. Elahachi kama lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah kiroyu kirotzen chachamim. Means midrabbanan you weren't mekayim the mitzvah sukkah kiroyu kirotzen chachamim the way the chachamim want you to do it. Midrabbanan you weren't mekayim the mitzvah. It sounds like even midrabbanan you were mekayim the mitzvah. It's just you didn't do it bishleimusa midrabbanan. Right, Min HaTorah, you certainly are Mekayim the Mitzvah, but from the Ran you get the impression Mid Rabbanan as well. You're Mekayim the Mitzvah, the Rabbanan. You're Mekayim the Mitzvah completely. You're Mekayim a Mitzvah, the Raisa, and the Mitzvah, the Rabbanan. But you weren't Mekayim it Bishleim Musa because Chazal made a Gzeri. You didn't do it the right way. You didn't do it the right way. It's not a Mitzvah Bishleim Musa Mid Rabbanan. Who can not be Perak Abe Psochem, Komi Shalom, Shalosh, Dorah, Mail, Pesach, Lo Yotzi, De Chavosa, Klomish, Loki, Mitzvosa, Karoi, Rabbi Gamliel, as his famous statement that we say in the Seder, that if you don't mention Pesach Matzamar, you don't mention the mitzvah Salayla, so you're not Mekayim the mitzvah of Sipa Yetzias Mitzrayim. You know, Sipa Yetzias Mitzrayim is more than Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. For Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim Kol Yom, you just have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Kriya Shema, we can be Makayim the Mitzvah that way. But Zibi Yetzias Mitzrayim requires more than just mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim. All different rules. The Rambam clearly delineates all the rules. In Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Zayin, based on the Gemaras, and Psochim, one of the rules is that you have to mention the mitzvahs halayla as well. It's not enough just to say that we left Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, but there are certain mitzvahs that we have to do. Pesach, Matzah, and Morah. And mentioning these mitzvahs is part of the mitzvah Sibiyat Mitzrayim. You're not going to be Yotzi, therefore also, if you don't mention Pesach, Matzah, Morah as well. So what does that mean? What, you're not Yotzi, Sibiyat Mitzrayim? If you say that we left Mitzrayim, but you didn't mention the mitzvahs halayla, you're marich in the Sipur. Right, you spend an entire night, right? The Shail with the Afikomen after Chatzos, you're going strong, but you just don't mention Pesach, Matzah, and Morah. So you're not going to be Yotze. So says the Rana, it's not that you're not going to be Yotze. You're Yotze the mitzvah, the Raisa. But Lokiya mitzvah san karoy, you were not making the mitzvah properly, because the Chachamim interpreted that Tzibiyat Yetzias Mitzrayim has to come in conjunction with mentioning the mitzvahs of the night. So you don't mention the mitzvahs of the night, you're not making the mitzvah properly. The Huadinami, says the Rana over here, according to Beis Shammai, If you Yoshev Rosh of Rubo Besukah Veshulchan Besachavayis Minatari, you're certainly Makayin the Mitzvah of Sukkah. Midrabbanan, you're also Makayin the Mitzvah, but not Karoy. It's not Karoy Midrabbanan. You're not Makayin the Mitzvah of Shleimus and Midrabbanan. This is how the Ran learns the Mishnah. Questions. Comes Tosis on Dav Gimel, and he seems to learn the Mishnah differently. What Taisus in that Gimel? Taisus is alluding to a Gemara in Brochus. Quotes a Gemara in Brochus. Yeah, that's the Taisus going on the Sugi that connects Sukkah Gedol and Sukkah Katana. We paskin like Beshami in terms of the size of a Sukkah Katana, that it has to be Zayin Tvachim or Zayin Tvachim. And then there's a Shaila in the Rishonim that if we paskin like Beshami regarding Sukkah Katana, should we also paskin like Beshami and Sukkah Gedol? That we are goes there? Or no, maybe it's two totally different cases. They're not dependent on the same thing. So they're not dependent on the same rules. So then maybe you could pass like Beis Hillel regarding the Gzeira. Maybe we're not Gozer. Even though we pass like Beis Shammai in Sukkah Ketana, we can pass like Beis Hillel in Sukkah Gedolah. That's what the whole Gemara and Dav Gimel is talking about. The Taisus invokes a Gemara in Brachas. What does the Gemara in Brachas say? There's another Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel on the Mishnah Dav Yudam and Beis. We know the pasuk says b'shav b'cha u'v'kumecha that you have to read Kriya Shema at night and day. So the question is, how literal should you take those words b'shav b'cha u'v'kumecha? So the Mishnah says b'shama yamar b'er kol adam yatev yikru b'boker yamot. B'shama say literal, right? B'shav b'cha u'v'kumecha means you're supposed to read Kriya Shema shel Arvis b'shchiva yatev. You should lean down. You should be lying down. B'boker yamot, you have to Bekima, you have to be in a state of kima, amida, in order to read Kriya Shema Shel Bok, Shel Shachris. Beisil, oh no, kol adam korei kedarko, shenem revulech lecha baderech. Beisil says, no, everyone's supposed to read the Kriya Shema the way they are. If you're standing, don't sit down. Don't sit down, you stay where you are. Stay the way that you are. In kei, lamanema b'shar b'chav k'macha, b'shar shibnei adam shachmenu, b'shar shibnei adam omdi. Basila says, "B'shav b'chav u'kumecha" doesn't tell me how a person is supposed to read Kriya Shema. It tells me when a person is supposed to read Kriya Shema. B'zman shchiva and b'zman kima. B'zman shchiva means when people are going to sleep. B'arvis and b'zman kima is when people are getting up. As long as people are still getting up, right, until 3 hours, people are still getting up. It's still b'zman kima. So then you can read Kriya Shema. It's not referring to how a person reads the Kriya Shema. Shchiva mamish, right? Kishu shochei mamish, kishu omei mamish, but rather b'shoah. It's all a function of the tongue. And that's the machlokas b'shami b'sil in terms of Kriya Shema. What comes to the Gemara and the Yud Aleph and Aleph in Brochus and says like this, Rav Yosef Amar, osa kedibe b'shamai lo osa v'lo klum. Rav Yosef says, if you do like b'shamai, lo osa v'lo klum, you didn't accomplish anything. Now this is not just a statement about Kriya Shema. Rav Yosef is making a general statement. Whenever b'shamai b'sil have a machlokas, we pass like Beis Hillel. Normally we pass like Beis Hillel. So if you do like Beis Shammai, it's lo osa v'lo klum. You did the wrong thing, you didn't accomplish anything. Kriya Shema is an example of that. Right? He's saying Kriya Shema is an example of that. That if you're not Kori Kedarko, then it's lo osa v'lo klum. Lo osa v'lo klum. You didn't do the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. You didn't do the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Right. What a chiddush. How does he know that? He says, I'll quote you a Mishnah in Sukkah. But then, Isha Yerosh of Ruba, Besukkah, Beshachana, Besukkah, Abayi, is Beshamai Postle, Besil, Machshirin. Amalah, Besil, Beshamai, Maisa Shochu, Zigne, Beshamai, Vizigne, Besil, Levakres, Rabbi Yochan, Ben Acharanis. Our Mishnah, right? The story of our Mishnah. Amar lahem, Beshamai said to them, Zeta Beisilo, no, Misham Raya, Achim Amar lahem, Keno Yisanoeg, Lo Kiyamta Mitzvah Sukkah Miyamecha. No Raya, said Beshamai. The whole give and take of our Gemara. Did they criticize Rabbi Yochanan ben Acharanes? Did they not criticize him? That's no shy. So Zabiv Yosef, what do you see from the Mishnah? The Beshamai holds there in the Mishnah that if you weren't knowing like the Gzeret Rabbanan, you're not the kind of mitzvah sukkah at all. So it shows you that also Kedivit Beshamai, lo asa v'lo klum. Ad kad tvorov. So ask Tais and Sukkah, what? Asa Kedivit Beshamai, he was also Kedivit Beisilel over there, right? He did like Beisilel, he wasn't choshesh for the Gzeret by Sukkah. What's also Kedivrei Beishamai? What's Rav Yosef bringing a raya from Sukkot? V'nafochu, right? What's going on? What also Kedivrei Beishamai? Lo asa v'lo klum. That's also Kedivrei Beishila. What's going on over here? That's Taisis in Sukkot. Miu Shmaitin the Hosam. That's the Shmaitin of Brochas that he quoted. Shmaitin the Hosam Tema Hechidayek Minod Asa Kedivrei Lo asa v'lo klum. The raya the maisi, but also kebeis hillel mayri. It's talking about also kebeis hillel, not also kebeis shama. You got to keep your cases straight, right? In that case, kebeis shama made the gzeira. Rabbi Yochanan ben Acharanes was sitting rosh of ruva besukkah v'shulchan besukkah bayis. He wasn't choshesh for that gzeira of chazal that kebeis shama claim exists. So he was also kedivrei beis hillel, not like kebeis shama. So what's Rabbi Yosef bringing a raya from there? That also kebeis shama lo asa v'lo klum. The old fractosis with Chitzarach Raya al Zeh. But you need a Raya. Chitzarach Raya al Zeh. Hecha da halacha ke beisam. Hilo ke shimosu ke beishamay lo asa v'lochum. I mean, what's the shayla? If there's a machlokas beishamay beisilam, we pass on the case. So of course, if you do like beishamay, you're not going to be penemis. You're not going to be yetzin. Right? Whatever you do ke beishamay, you're lo asa v'lochum. It's a davar poshul like that. When I need a chiddush, it's a chiddush. Rav Yosef about to be mechadish, and then bring me a raya from Sukkah. We don't understand the raya. We don't understand the chiddush. The whole thing is pile ploim frektaisis. What's the raya? The raya is fakert. There he was also kedivrei beisilel. And what's the chiddush bechlal? Of course, if also kedivrei shamay, paskin like beisilel, also kedivrei shamay is lo asa v'lo klum. It says Tais is not so fast. He's not bringing a direct raya. He wasn't also kedivrei shamay, but you can deduce from the Mishnah the yisod. From a case where we talk a paskin like this, right? If osuke beishamai in a different case than lo asa v'lo klum, that's what he said. Not that it's a direct case of osuke beishamai. It was osuke beisilel, but we can extrapolate from that case to a situation where osuke beishamai. V'tzarach lomer the itzrich hasam liyisuya hecha de beisilel machmir midrabanan beishamai mukmila adaraisa the lo gazrina. Let's say a different case. Let's say beisilel machmir. The machmer for gzeira the rabbanon and beishamai leave it on the deraisa. Mamish punk fakert of the case of sukkah. Imasa kedivrei beishamai lo yotzi yidechavasa afilu deraisa. Rav Yosef is mechadesh that in a situation where beis hillel beishamai argue and beis hillel is machmer, not like sukkah beishamai is machmer. But if beis hillel beishamai argue and beis hillel is machmer, beis hillel claim chazal a machmer midrabbanon. And Beishamai leave it on it in the Raisa. So then if you do like Beishamai, meaning you don't care, you're not choishish for the Gzeira the Rabbanon, then lo asa v'lo klum. Afilu min ha-Torah, you're not going to be Yotze. Bichlal! Not Yotze at all. That's Rav Yosef's Chiddush. Ket ashkechan v'Beishamai yechad Yosef ha-Pischa de-Matal Alta de-Gazi shem imashe chacha shuchona v'ka'ami lo ki'anta mitzasuka mi'amecha afilu mid-Araisa lo ki'im. That case is where you're also kebeis hillel, not kebeis shama. It's the zel bazach in a situation where there's a machlokas beis shama beis hillel, and you do like beis shama, to leave it on the din d'oraisa, not to be choshesh midrabanan for the gzeira of Beis Hillel. The same thing, just flip it. Right? If you're not choshesh for the gzeira of the rabanan, like Beis Hillel, if you're also kedivah Beis Shammai, lo osav lo klum, you're not the kind of mitzvah b'chlam. Right? Even on a d'oraisa level, it's not a mitzvah b'chlam. Not a mitzvah b'chlam. Not going to be a mitzvah b'chlam. This taisis is on the gimel, like hiding. Hiding on that, yeah, we didn't do this part of the tais in the first month. If you recall, it was sort of around Sukkot time. We didn't really have the opportunity. And I figured we'll get to Chavches, and we'll get to Chavches, and we'll see. This is the kind of tais that if you're not learning that Gimel, you wouldn't think of doing this tais. It's like embedded there somehow. It's hidden, right? Hester Ponim. It's really a taisus for Chodesh Av. It's a hidden taisus, but there's a world famous taisus because he argues with Duran, the Feirish against Duran. Duran says what? Minatora? Of course you're going to be Yaitzin. He never said Minatora. He wasn't Yaitzin. The Rabbanan, it's not a mitzvah b'shleim Musa. Says taisus. No, I have a. It's a Gemara in Brachas. Also v'loy klum. Just like Asa Kebei Shammai, Lo Asa Kebei Kulam, so too, if Asa Kebei Silla, in the flip case, if Beis Hillel Amachmer, they have a Gzeret Rabbanan, and you don't do like that Gzeret Rabbanan, you leave it on the Din D'oraisa, you're also not Mekayim anything, even on a D'oraisa level. The question is, what's Tosis talking about? Like, how can that be? Not Torah, you're not going to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Gul. Chachamim are not talking on a D'oraisa level, they're instituting things on a different level, at the Rabbanan level. What's that? What's this idea? But the Chacham can just be oker a mitzvah completely, oker the mitzvah, and say that even in our Torah, you're not going to be yotzer. So the Sefer Devar Avrom in Chelek Beis Siman Chavov, he suggests two different answers. That maybe Tosis is making a very special statement by Sukkah. Sukkah, a special halacha by Sukkah. He quotes B'Shem Rav Elia Baruch Kamoy, who was the Rav in the town of Mir. He was a big guy in Europe. He wanted to suggest, maybe what Taisus and Nav Gimel is saying, is by Sukkah, Chazal have the koach to be oker the mitzvah completely. Because we know there's a concept called Hefke Bezdin Hefke. Hefke Bezdin Hefke. Chazal are in control of money. Hefke Bezdin Hefke. You find Gittin on Daflam Zayin has this rule regarding Prusbul and Shemitah, Hefke Bezdin Hefke, different Makoras for the Klal. I'm not going to go into the details. But that's the rule. So once Chazal have Koach over moments, you could say when it comes to a Sukkah, if you don't follow the Gezerah, the Rabbanan, so then they're Mafke your Sukkah. They're Mafke your Sukkah. And we didn't have Hefke Bezdin Hefke, maybe they can even make it into a Sukkah Gzul. Hefke Bez Nefke doesn't just mean that they're mafke the sukkah, but they can say that it belongs to someone else. We treat it like a sukkah gzula. And we talked about sukkah gzula. You can't be yotze with a sukkah gzula. Right? Minat Torah, you can't be yotze with a sukkah gzula. Lecha, the me'ut gzula. It's a zokr of Elie Baruch Kamoy. Maybe that's the idea over here, that Chazal have a special koach by sukkah, because Hefke Bez Nefke tells me they can be mafkir. That's a jump. He's saying, not only can they be mafkir, in a sense, they can establish that it's like a sukkah gzula. They can not only be mafka, they can be makna to others. They can say it belongs to others, and you're using someone else's neches, someone else's property, shalom b'shus. It's like a sukkah gzula. That's why Minat Torah you're not going to be on the same. Bekhish. Bekhish. That's one idea. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Why wouldn't sukkah be any different than any mitzvah that's a hefzah? So, why can't Chazal say, for example, as shofar, for example, I don't know if there's any.
Well, can you be yotze with a shofar agazel? The Rambam Taka holds you can be yotze with a shofar agazel. We'll have to talk about that. Because the whole mitzvah is bekol. So that's exactly the point. Here, there's a problem of gazel. So hefker bez and hefker can create that problem even on a deraisa level. But not in all mitzvahs. Because dafka over here, gazel could be a problem on a deraisa level. So since Chazal have a koach, the Torah give Chazal over a koach over the mammon, so then they can turn it into a sukkah gzula. Maybe that's why you're not going to be yotzei. But Avraham himself is not so convinced this is correct, but he offers another shot to explain why sukkah could be special. He says, maybe if Chazal will go there, that you shouldn't sit in such a sukkah. Once Chazal will go there, so then sitting in a sukkah, if Rosh of Ruba b'sukkah, b'shachana b'sachabayis, That's not called a dira anymore. It's not a dira regila. It's not a normal way to have dira, because Chazal created gzeira. Chazal made a gzeira over here. So most people are not going to live like that. So they're not going to sit in the sukkah like that. So that's not a dira anymore. So maybe min haTorah, it's not teshu came to do. You can't be out to the midst of sukkah like that, because that's not called a dira if you're going to live that way. It's interesting. It starts out midrabbanan, but it turns into a din daraisa, because it might not be called Teshu Kein Tadur, because it's not called a deer. If the Chachamim made the Gzeira, it's not normal for people to live that way, so maybe it's not called a deer, and that's why you're not going to be Yotze even on a Daraisa level. Okay, these are two approaches that we can suggest to say that maybe Tosis, Kamat, and Lav Gimel is something special to Sukkah. This is one at Mahalakha. With two possibilities. Yes, go.
According to the Tavar Abram, what's the Gemara and Bracha say?
What's the Kiddush of Rav Yosef? He's saying, if it's just specific by Sukkah, then there's more Kiddush. Why does Rav Yosef have to say it's general Kal, as if it's a little Lavasa? Right, so it takes the teeth out of Tosis. Tosis is saying that we can extrapolate. It's funny. We can extrapolate to another case of Sukkah, but it's only a Gzeira in the context of Sukkah. Right? Is there a situation, Lamaisa, where this applies? I don't know. I hear what you're saying. Is it Lemaisa applicable? We don't have such a case, but is there another case where Beis Hillel made a Gzera? If it's specific to Sukkah, so then, yeah, it's difficult. You're right, I hear what you're saying. The Bilchonon Wasserman offers a different approach. He offers a fundamental yesod to explain Machlokas Tosis in the Ran is not specific to Sukkah, but rather it's a Kol HaTorah Kula type of Yisod. What does he say? He says, we know there's a rule that Chazal can be Oka Mitzvahs. They can tell people not to do Mitzvahs in certain contexts. Right? L'moshel, Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, Chazal goes there that you shouldn't blow shofar. Right? Shemi Yavirenu Dalanamas B'Shus HaRabim, we're afraid that you'll carry the shofar, Yelech Etzel Boki. Person won't know how to blow the shofar, and he'll go away to Tzolboki, and he'll carry. The Chazal say that if Rosh Hashanah is Chalios B'Shabbos, don't blow shofar. The Mikdash are you talking of alone in Medina. The Mikdash, they didn't make the Gzera, but the Medina, outside the Mikdash, they made the Gzera. The Chazal have that koah, they can be Oker Adavim in HaTorah, they can be Oker Mitzvahs Daraisa. The Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Tzadi points out that they can be Oker Adavim in HaTorah B'Shevi Al Tasa. They can only do it B'Shevi Al Tasa. That's the Loshon of the Gemara. B'Shevi Al Tasa. Mitzvah Lishma Nivrei Chachamim. It's a mitzvah to listen to the Chachamim. Even the Chachamim say that you shouldn't do a mitzvah. They have a koach. B'Shevi Al Tasa, they have a koach to be Oker a mitzvah deras. B'Shevi Al Tasa. Right, Api HaTorah Asher Yerucha V'Yal HaMishpat Asher Yom Lecha Tasa L'Sosim and Adavra Asher Yagid Lecha Yom L'Smol L'Sosim, we have to listen to the Chachamim. Right, the same way that we have to listen to the Chachamim, Chachamim, Mesakim, New Mitzvahs, Megillah, Chanukah, etc. We also have to listen to the Chachamim if they tell us not to do Mitzvahs Derais. What does that mean, B'Shevi Al Tasa, the Chachamim have a koach to be Yoker at Dovim and HaTorah? What does that mean? So if you were to ask me, I'd say that what it means is that the Chacham can tell you to be passive and not to be active. I mean, that's what the words mean. B'Shevi Al Tasa. B'Shevi Al Tasa, to be passive, not to be active. That's what you would say. The chilek is between passive and active. B'Shevi Al Tasa is passive. Kumbasa is active. That's one way to look at it. What's another way to look at it? That maybe Shevi Al Tasa is really just a code word. It's a code word for mitzvah sase as opposed to mitzvah lo sase. What do I mean? Well, we have to understand, what is the koach of the Chachamim to be oker mitzvahs? Well, what does that mean? Chachamim can just do away with mitzvahs? If it's a mitzvah in the Torah, what gives them the ability to be Oka the mitzvah completely? So there are two ways to look at it. One way is to say, Lo Sosser gives a koach biyad chachamim, mitzvah lishmoa divrei chachamim. And the mitzvah lishmoa divrei chachamim is taka more important than the mitzvah deraisa. That's the koach that the Torah gave to the chachamim. Lo sasser is a pasuk in chumash. So the Torah is giving a koach to the chachamim. Right? There's a mitzvah lishma in the chachamim. So one way to look at it is that this mitzvah Shema Debi Chachamim is more important than the mitzvah Dereis. It's oker the mitzvah Dereis. It's oker the mitzvah Dereis. The other way to look at it is it's not oker anything. Maybe mitzvah Shema Debi Chachamim is equal to the mitzvah Dereis. These are both important values. They're competing values. They're both relevant. They both stem from the Torah, right? Lo sasa, the mitzvah l'shma d'vei chachamim, lo sasa, that's in the Torah. The mitzvah d'araisa that we're talking about in question is also in the Torah. So maybe they're both equal. So what do you do when things are equal? When they're shkulim, what do? Stay passive. You don't do anything. See, the first approach is to say that somehow the mitzvah l'shma d'vei chachamim is odif. It's oker the din d'araisa. It's oker the mitzvah d'araisa. The other way to look at it is, no, it's not oker anything. It's that the shkulim, the mitzvah l'shma d'vei chachamim, and the mitzvah d'araisa are equal, so then you have to remain b'shevi al tasa. That's the two ways to look at this yisod. Right, what's an example of this yisod? The Gemara gives a whole list of examples, but I can't deal with everything here. I gave you two examples to look at over there on Daf Tzadi. Sadin Bitzitzis, that's one classical example. Izmol Shalmila. Right? Izmol Shalmila. The Rashi over there says that Lagabi Mila, Amar Abonon, Ein Mevinos, Oder Gagos Vekarpifos. Gagos Vekarpifos is a Carmelis. Right? The Gagos, there's a Gag that's joined by the two homes. Since it's Porutz, it's open from one home to the next. The homes are owned by the batim are owned by different people. It's like a Carmelis. It's not a Rishus HaRabim D'Araisa, but it's like a Carmelis. There's an Issa Tilgu D'Rabbanan, Issa Hotzoa D'Rabbanan. So Chazal said that if the only way to get the Izmil Shalmila for the Bris Mila on Shabbos is Derech Legagos and the Karpifos, don't do it. Don't do it. What do you mean don't do it? There's a mitzvah D'Araisa of Mila. What, I'm not going to do the mitzvah? Yeah. B'shevi al tasa, chazal are okay, the mitzvah deraisa. They tell you not to do the mitzvah of mila. Okay. What's sadin b'tzitzis? The midaraisa shori, dichsiv, losil, b'shadnez, avagdilam tasa lecha. What is sadin b'tzitzis? Sadin sounds like a sheet. Right? Sadin is the term that the Gemara uses to mean a linen beggar. They used to make linen out of linen. Can you imagine that? Right? They used to make linen out of linen, but then when we discovered cotton, right, it's a lot cheaper than linen. So they started making linen out of cotton. Right, but they made linen out of linen. So Sodom is just an example of a linen beged. And we know that a linen beged really is supposed to have shatnez, is supposed to have tzitzis. If it's a four-cornered linen beged, it's supposed to have shatnez in it. Because you're supposed to put tzitzis on the four-cornered beged, and we know that tzitzis has to be wool. The tzitzis have to be made out of wool. Not necessarily, but the tcheles has to be made out of wool. So if you're going to do the mitzvah of shleimus, so then you're going to have shatnez. Willy-nilly, you're going to have shatnez in the beged shel pishna, because the beged is pishnan, and you're tying with knots, you're tying on the tcheles, which has to be tzemer. The rest of the tzitzis doesn't have to be tzemer, it could be shel pishnan also. The halacha is that the kanaf min kanaf, that the tzitzis of the kanaf can be the same min as the kanaf. So it could be linen tzitzis, but the tcheles has to be wool. So how can it be shatnez? So there's dochen issa shatnez. The answer is kilay b'tzitzis is hutra. Right? Losil b'shatnez, but gedilim tas lecha, but makom tzitzis is mutter to put kilay. But the chacham made a gzera. Chacham said that sadin b'tzitzis don't put tzitzis on it. Right? If you have a beged of, if you have a sadin, you have a beged of pishtan, don't put the tcheilas on it. Don't put tcheilas on it. Why did Chazal say don't put chaylas on it? Bishlam by Izmal, they're afraid of Hotzah. They're afraid of Hotzah the Rabbanon. The Hotzah the Rabbanon, if you're going to be Motzi, Derech Gagas or Karpifos, you might come to be Motzi, Derech Rosh Hashanah too. What are they afraid of over here? So Rashi explains then that they're afraid of a Ksus Laila. You know, Ksus Laila is Potter from Tzitzis. Let's just explain this simply, that Bizman Laila, even if you have a beggar that you wear, wear at different times, you wear it at night, you wear it by day, but Bisman Laila, there's a Ptur of Tzitzis. So Chazal were afraid that you continue wearing that beged balayla, and once you wear the beged balayla, that's shalom bizman mitzvah. So shatnez is mutter and tzitz is kilayim mitzvah is mutter only bizman mitzvah, not shalom bizman mitzvah. So again, Chazal are afraid. They made a gzera that they're afraid that you wear the kilayim shalom bizman mitzvah tzitzis. You violate the is the kilayim. It's not utra if it's shalom bizman mitzvah. So Chazal say, don't put tzitzis on a sadin bichlam. Hey, they're okay the mitzvah the rice of tzitzis and the sadin because of the gzera the rabbon. The question is how to look at that. How to look at that rule. Is the pshat that mitzvah l'shma d'vir chachamim is odif, it's better than the mitzvah the rice, better than the mitzvah the rice of mila, better than the mitzvah the rice of tzitzis? It's okay the mitzvah the rice because it's odif from the mitzvah the rice? Oh no, it's not okay. Everything is shkulim. It's equal to the mitzvah the rice. But what's the rule when you have two competing values that are shkulim? Shavi al kasadif. Just don't do anything because you don't know which one to choose. If it's the first pshat, so then if the mitzvah l'shma d'vir chacham is okay, the mitzvah d'araisa, then we know what to choose. And we know what to get when you listen to the chachamim. But if it's the second approach, then we know that shavi al kasadif. So just one second. I thought the Gemara Yevam said that chacham of a koach the okra government at Torah b'shavi al kasadif. So Bishlam, according to the second approach, I hear it. It means that since they're both shkul, the mitzvah l'shma d'vir chacham and the mitzvah d'araisa, so shavi al kasadif, same shavi al kasadif. So if you're going to be passive, then fine. If you're going to do something actively, no, you can't do that because there are two competing values that are shkulim. But how do we understand the Gemara in Yizlamas point for the first time? The mitzvah l'shma d'vir chacham is oker in the mitzvah d'araisa, should be oker b'shavi al kasadif b'kum ba'asem, it should be oker with everything. According to the first pshat, shavi al kasadif is just a code word. It means that if the mitzvah not so chomer, then the chacham never called to be over. It's not that shevi al tasad means stay passive. It's that the chacham never called to be oker a mitzvah that's not so chomer. But a mitzvah that's very chomer, the chacham don't have a call to be over. What's haste chomer and not chomer? What is chomer? What's not chomer? What does that mean? So efshar, a los asay is chomer, and asay is not as chomer. The reason why the Gemara calls a mitzvah say Shevi al Tasa is because normally the way that you mevatel the mitzvah say is for Shevi al Tasa. The mitzvah say is to do something active. You don't do something active, you mevatel that mitzvah. Normally the way that you mevatel a mitzvah losa say is become vaseh. There's an issur to eat chazah, there's an issur to eat chametz with Pesach. You're violating the mitzvah losa say by actively doing something wrong. So that's why the Gemara says Shevi al Tasa, they have a koach to be okay. It's not really Shevi al Tasa. What it really means is the Chacham have a koach to be oker a dover kal, but not a dover chomer. Right? Truth is, we really should change these two, right? If you say that Shevi al Tasa kum la'aseh is passive active, then basically what you're saying is mitzvah l'shma d'vir chacham is equal to the mitzvah d'araisa. So Shevi al Tasa, the solution is remain passive. Shevi al Tasa, always remain passive. But if you say that the mitzvah l'shma d'vir chacham is odder from the mitzvah d'araisa, it's okay the mitzvah d'araisa. So then what you're really saying is the chacham have a call to be oker a dover kal, to be oker an asay, but they can't be oker a davar chomer. They can't be oker a mitzvah zlosas. That's really what the Gemara Yevam is saying. You hear the two approaches? Do Chazal have a koach to be oker the mitzvah, but only a mitzvah that's kal? That means a mitzvah sase as opposed to a mitzvah zlosas. A mitzvah zlosas. Right? It's a davar chomer. You get malchus for a mitzvah zlosas. You bring a carbon if you violate a mitzvah lo sasei. There's a chi of kares for a mitzvah sasei only by carbon pesach and mila, but it's normally mitzvah sasei. You're about to learn mitzvah sasei, but it's not as chomer as a lo sasei. So maybe Chazal have a car to be okay mitzvah sasei, but not mitzvah lo sasei. Well, the pshat is no. It's nothing to do with asei, lo sasei. It's that the mitzvah shvad recham and the mitzvah deraisa are equal. So the rule is when things are equal, shevi al tasa, don't do anything because we don't know what to choose. Yes?
According to this shot, would we have to say that
Let's wait till we get back to Sukkah. Okay, first, I just want to develop the idea. The simple answer to your question is, if we find a Rishon that will claim that the mitzvah Lishma Devar Chachamim gives the Chachamim a koach to be Oker a mitzvah Daraisa, so it's very easy to say that that Rishon could hold that Sukkah is a mitzvah saseh, or it's a mitzvah saseh. I mean, we find the machlokas achronim, right? The machlokas, what the nature of Sukkah is, so we don't know what the Rishonim are saying. We saw some Rishonim, the Rashi ben Tshuva said something, but it could be that we're going to paint, we're going to put the Rishonim in a certain camp. So let's hold, but let's first develop this a bit. This sounds like a, you know, sort of a nice structure, a nice framework, but what in the world does it mean? Give me examples, concretize this, please. Concretize this. The mitzvah Lishma Devar Chachamim equal to mitzvahs daraisa. Shevi al tase odif. Well, no, it's odif from mitzvahs daraisa, but it's only odif by a davar chomer. It's not odif by a davar kal. Like, give me an example. I can't conceptualize this unless we give examples. So, what are the two nafkamina? What are the two test cases that we have to look at over here? You think of two test cases, two obvious test cases. Yeah, Josh. Okay, general, before we look at shofar, before we look at specifics, if you can show me a situation and the mitzvah saseh that were oker b'kum v'aseh, what should be the din? Does the chacham have a koach to be oker that mitzvah saseh? If I could give you an example of a mitzvah saseh, but the akira's mitzvah saseh, actively. I can give you an example where the Chacham are being okay, mitzvah saseh, but it's an act of akira. It's not normal. It's not a normal situation. Normally, Chacham say, don't blow shofar, right? So are they being okay, b'kum v'aseh? No, they're being okay, the mitzvah saseh, b'shevi al tasseh. Chacham say, don't check a lulav when Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, when one of the days of Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos. The chilek, whether it's the first day, other days, right? Chacham say, don't check the lulav, don't do this, don't do that. Don't do this, don't do that. That's b'shevi al tasseh. But if I can give you an example of the mitzvah say that Chazal are telling you, do this. Don't do the mitzvah say. By not doing the mitzvah say, you'll actually do something active. Do they have a cause to do that or not? So if I take the first approach, that everything is equal, do they have a cause to do that? No. Because shevi al tasseh other would tell me, don't do it. Don't do what you're doing. The Chacham don't have a koach to tell me to be okay, mitzvah saseh b'kum v'aseh. The rule is shevi al tasseh adif. Passive active. It's all a function of whether you're going to be passive or active. But if I say that the Chacham have a koach hakira, they have a koach hakira on a davar hakal, then not a davar koma. If the mitzvah saseh is viewed as a davar hakal, do they have a koach to be okay, it, even b'kum v'aseh? Even if I'm going to do something active? Yeah, because it's a davar hakal, so it doesn't matter. As long as it's only a mitzvah saseh, the Chacham have a koach to be okay, even b'kum v'aseh. That's one example, one test case that we're going to have to look at. What's the other test case? The flip side. If the Chacham are telling you to be okay, what? A lav, the shevi al tasseh. Wow, that seems really interesting. The plot is thickening here. Right? The Chacham say, akiras lo saseh b'shevi al tasseh. Don't do the lo saseh. That's going to be passive. It's a passive akira. Right. Do the losa, what? Be oker a losa, say, eat chaza, eat nevela, eat chaza, what? I'm doing that b'shevi al tasseh. It's the kum v'aseh. Let's see, maybe we'll find the hechetim, so we'll find a case of a lav that chazal being oker b'shevi al tasseh. That's also a test case that would prove either one of these two tzadim. Because if the yisod is passive active, right, they can be oker a mitzvah daraisa passively. So could they be oker a losa, say, b'shevi al tasseh? Sure, because they're telling you to be passive. I don't care that it's a loss, I say, but you're not doing anything. So you're not doing anything, you're home free. But if the pshat is chazala being oker the mitzvah, chazala v'koach, akira, her oker adavra min haTorah, but it's limited if it's a davra min haTorah shevukal, if they can be oker only mitzvah saseh, then they can't be oker a loss saseh, even if it's going to be b'shevi al tas. Right? Those are the two test cases. You got it? You there? Now we get rolled.
Yeah. I don't get that at all.
I thought it was so clear.
Can I give you an example of the test cases that are happening?
Yes, I'll give. Oh, sorry. Okay, what's an example of the first case? Akiras Aseh Bekum Vaseh. Akiras Mitzvah Aseh Bekum Vaseh. When you think of an Aseh, that you're going to be Oker Bekum Vaseh. By not doing the Aseh, it's going to be Bekum Vaseh. Yes, Eitan. No, 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 it's all in the Makairis. Sitsis. Who said that? Sitsis. Sadin Bitsitsis, right? Like Taisis, Yuvamis, and Avtsadi. Sadin Bitsitsis. What, that's Akira's Dover Beshevi Altasa? What's Beshevi Altasa? Did you put out a bag of tzitzis this morning? That's Kumvase. It's a Levisha. You need an itos in order to put on that bag. You're going to put on a bag of Dalit Kanfis. You're going to put on a Sadin of Dalit Kanfis without tzitzis? That's an Akira's Dover Beshevi Altasa. That's Akira Bekumvase. Aren't you doing a Maisa? So how can Chazal be oker the mitzvah tzitzis by sadin, afraid of the kelayim b'tzitzis shalom b'zman mitzvah? So they tell you, don't put on the tzitzis. Okay, I hear. Don't put on the tzitzis to be shem yotaseh. But they're being oker that mitzvah b'kum aseh, because they tell me I'm allowed to put the sadin on without tzitzis. I'm doing a maisa b'kum aseh. I'm violating a mitzvah aseh b'kum aseh. It's a mutna case. But it's a case. How can they do that for tzitzis? Because tzitzis yivomis and aftzak. Tomer sadim betzitzis hechi abishavi al tasa dechi mechase betalis the bas chiyuvehi vein betzitzis harei over biyadayim pilei ploy. That's the kasha. Yeshlomer says toisis the bishas itu vakati lo mechayev ad laachas shenis atif. He says the chiyuv of tzitzis mamishalom de shezach a brisket toisis. The chiyuv of tzitzis toisis says is not bishas itu, it's a moment after the itu. Asher techaseba. The pasuk says, "Gedilim tasa lecha al arba kantos suscha asher techaseba." Asher techaseba. When you're mechusa, you have to put on the tzitzis. Now, of course, you have to put on the tzitzis beforehand because you can have a mitzvah immediately after the itav. But what's the shas achiyuv? Says Taisus. Shas achiyuv is really after the itav. So after the itav, I'm not doing a mais. I did a mais of a shas itav, but then after the itav, that's when the chiyuv begins. So that's an akira b'shevi al tasa. It's an akira b'shevi al tasa. That's why Chazal have a koach to be okay, the mitzvah the rice of tzitzis v'shevi al tasa. Aye, but I'm doing an act of levisha. No, but the chiyuv is only a moment after the itav. Chiyuv tzitzis is only a moment after the itav. So we don't look at it as though I'm being okay b'kum aseh. Chazal are being okay b'shevi al tasa because they say you already put on the beged. Now you're chayv in tzitzis. You don't have to put on the tzitzis. That's shevi al tasa. You hear, Simon? You getting there?
Better.
Frank the Shagasariyeh, it's not better. What are you talking about? Frank the Shagasariyeh, that's Shevi Altasa. Come on. He's standing on your head. You need the Itof in order to get to the mitzvah. Right? You need the Itof in order to get to the Chiyuv. It's a Tanai Hama'akev in the Chiyuv. You can't just look at the moment after the Itof. You need the Itof. You need the Maisa Levisha to get to the Chiyuv. So you can't say the Chiyuv is only after the Itof. No, the Chiyuv needs a Levisha to get to after the Itof. Of course that's Kumvasei, Frakta Shagasai. So what's the answer to Taisa's Kash? So says the Shagasai, it's a very simple answer. Because the answer is, I don't care how I get there. The fact is, what's the akira that the Chachamim are telling me to do? Chachamim are saying, you put it from tzitzis. You put it from putting tzitzis on the bed. The akira is that you don't have to put on tzitzis. That akira is Shevi al tasa. I don't care that the akira involves a maisa. The akira is Shevi al tasa because Chazal are telling me, don't put on the tzitzis. That's an akira of Shevi al tasa. What's the Shagisai you're talking about? What's he really saying? I get his kasha on Tosis. Tosis is pilpling back and forth. Is it active? Is it passive? Are you ochre passively? B'shevi al tasa. You ochre actively? B'kum aseh. So the Shagasai is not happy with Tosis' give and take. Because he says it is active. So if it is active, if it's an akira, b'kum aseh, what gives the Chacham the craft to do this? He says, no. It's called Shevi al tasa because what are the Chachamim really telling you not to do? They're telling you not to do the mitzvah of tzitzis. That's Shevi al tasa. What's the Shagasai saying? Sofer b'chanan. What the Shagasai really is saying is the Chacham have a koach to be okra mitzvah sasay. I don't care active passive. That's not the issue. The issue is not active passive. This is an active akira. because it's through an ituf. You're doing a maisa ituf. You're definitely doing something actively, and then you're not fulfilling the mitzvah tzitzis. That is called active, says the Shagasai, against Tosfos. That is active. But I don't care that it's active, because I'll have a cause to be ochre a mitzvah deraisa, even if they do it actively. As long as it's only what? A mitzvah saseh. The whole akira is that you're not putting on tzitzis. You're not putting on tzitzis. That's a mitzvah saseh. Chazal of a call to be ochre mitzvah saseh. Because the mitzvah lishma de rechachamim is ochre the mitzvah deraisa. It's odif. It trumps the mitzvah deraisa. It's ochre the mitzvah deraisa. Right, let's see how it's ochre the mitzvah deraisa. But it's only okay. A mitzvah saseh. It's not okay. A mitzvah lo saseh. It's not okay. A mitzvah lo saseh. Since it's a mitzvah saseh, so a mitzvah saseh, then the chacham have a call to be okay. This is one example of the two different studies. What's the other example? Kiras lo saseh b'shevi al chas. The Chacham have a koach to do that. Simon,
yeah.
You with me? Kiras lo saseh b'shevi al chas. That seems strange. I mean, tzitzis here, kiras saseh b'kum b'aseh. Yeah, tzitzis. Love the shazach. Tzitzis b'shevi al chas. What's an example of a kiras lo saseh b'shevi al chas? How can you violate a lo saseh b'shevi al chas? Violate a lo saseh. It sounds like you're doing it b'kum b'aseh. The famous Rashba, very famous Rashba. We know that on Rosh Hashanah, we blow tkios to miyushav and tkios to miyushav. Right? Lama token of marine kishen yoshin and token of marine kishen omdek, they have Arabic as a sovereign. In our Torah, we only have a chiyav to blow nine kolos. Three truas with a tkia before and a tkia after, each one. Nine kolos. Tkia, trua, tkia, and two more sets. Right? Nine kolos. Rabbi Avo was misaken 30 kolos, really 27 kolos, right? 27 kolos, because we don't know if the trua is what we call a trua or it's a shvarim, or it's a shvarim trua. So we blow three sets of three for a total of 27. We call it 30 kolos because shvarim trua sounds like two kolos, but really, if you hold that trua is shvarim trua, it's not two kolos, it's one kol. So it really is 27 kolos. 3 times 9 is 27. But Chazal will misakin mea kolos, connected to the Bechias of Aim Sisra, right? First in the Shmona Esrei, silent Shmona Esrei, the Chazar Sashatz, and then other Tchias, right? We blow a lot on Rosh Hashanah. So all the Rishonah mea sounds like a nice idea, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Adin, we want to do a lot of mitzvahs, very nice, but we want to do the right thing, right? Bal Taisif. How can you just going to continue blowing shofets, doch, baltaisif, you're being moisif on the mitzvah? That's a lav daraisa. That's a bad thing to get involved in on Rosh Hashanah. We don't want to do averis on Rosh Hashanah. So what are we doing over here? The chazala masaka that we should be moisif on the mitzvah. We're going to violate an iser by doing a good thing. We think we're doing a good thing and we're going to do baltaisif. How can that happen? How can that be? That's the kasha that a lot of the Rishonim is. The Tosis in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Ches, quoted by the Rashba, earlier in the Masechet Daf Mezayin. The Tosis has a fundamental yesod. The Tosis says, Bal Tosif is only violated if you change the Chefetz of Shoyis. Like if you put an extra string in the Begin of Tzitzis. Tzitzis is four strings, four that turn into eight. Right? We put four strings in, we turn them, right? We fold them in half, we put them on either side of the Kanaf, turns into eight. But it's four strings. If you put in a fifth string, five that turns into ten, that's baltosif. You put in an extra parsha into tefillin, that's baltosif. You add another bracha to birchas kohanim, that's baltosif. But just doing it multiple times the same mitzvah, putting on tefillin and taking it off, putting on tefillin again, taking it off, putting on more begadim of tzitzis, you can wear as many begadim of tzitzis as you want. Right? There's no baltosif wearing it. A Kohen can say Brichas Kohanim to one minion, then they ask him, they don't have a Kohen in another minion, they can ask him to say Brichas Kohanim again. It's not Baltosif. He's just doing the same mitzvah twice. Says Taisis, it's not Baltosif unless you change the Chavs of Shemitzah. You just do it Kama Pa'am, that's not Baltosif. Comes around in Rosh Hashanah and he says, I think there's a different answer to this question. I don't think that's the answer. Hikshu b'tayis is v'akha'ava mishim b'altayis. If you're going to blow the tkios, the me'umad, after the tkios, the me'usha, that's going to be b'altayis. Quotes Tosfos. Doshaya b'altayis is ba'asiyas ha'mitzvah shtei pa'omim. Says the Rashba, I don't think you need them. Mustabad lo kasha kla, I think there's no kasha here at all. Because what's the case of shofar? It's not that the individual is doing the mitzvah, is adding to the mitzvah. The individual's not doing to the mitzvah. It's not adding anything. Not like the kohen, right? Chazal are doing this. Lo amru hasam deikav mishem bal toisif elav mashu mosif midas atzma. A person who's mosif midas atzma can violate bal toisif. Aval mashu omdu chachamim betignu letzarech ein kan bal toisif. A takonas chachamim zot the Rashba by definition is never bal toisif. Never bal toisif. The par omra toira apya toira asher yerucha. The Torah says lo sasa. The Torah says that you have to listen to the Chachamim. Whatever the Chachamim are misaken, that's never bal taisa by definition, because that's what the Torah tells you you're supposed to do. You're supposed to listen to the Chachamim. So by listening to the Chachamim, you never violate bal taisa, says the Rashi. And the Rashi brings a rai. V'hu adin b'bal tigra l'tzarach. Not only can't you violate bal taisa if you listen to the Chachamim, you're not going to violate bal tigra either. Sometimes the Chachamim are okay over in the Torah. They tell us not to do a mitzvah. He goes, Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah Shechaliyot B'Shabbos. Afa Gav Damra Torah Tiku, Amdu V'Gazu Shelo Litkoa, Chazal Gozer, Zer Hashem Yavir Yad Adal Anas B'Shus Arabim. They tell us not to blow shofar. V'chol Zel Litzorech. It's mutu for the Chachamim to be okay over in the Torah. B'Shevi Al Pasek, they tell us not to blow shofar. And that's not Bal Tigra. That's not Bal Tigra that we're taking away mitzvahs. If takonas chacham, if gzeiras chachamim is not bal tigra, then takonas chachamim to be mosif on a mitzvah deraisa is not bal tosif. Hanami litzorach ro litko v'lasav litko mitzvah lishma de bechachamim milosasa. Rashba says from bal tigra, from the koach of the chachamim to make gzeiras to be mevatel dinim deraisa mitzvahs deraisa, we see that takonas chachamim are not in this parsha. They're not bechal bal tigra. Wadinami, they're not bechlal bal tosif either. That's the Rashba's yisod. You don't need taisus, he says. Taisus holds, it's not bal taisa because you're just doing the mitzvah multiple times. Up the Rashba, you don't even need that. Takonas hacham is not bechlal bal tosif, just like it's not bechlal bal tigra either. So, fact the Shagasai, what's his dinyan? What's the Rashba saying? Bal tigra? What, sadin betzitzis should be bal tigra? It's not bal tigra. Chazal have a koach to be oker b'shevi al tasa. Just like Chazal have a koach to be oker the mitzvah of tzitzis b'shevi al tasa. They have the koach to be oker bal tigra b'shevi al tasa as well. Even if you were to say that telling people not to wear the tzadim b'tzitzis is bal tigra, but Chazal have a koach to be oker b'shevi al tasa. So there's no problem. Just like they can be oker the mitzvah sase of tzitzis b'shevi al tasa, they tell you don't put tzitzis on the tzadim. If that would be bal tigra, Chazal are able to be okay that, because that's Shevi al Tasa. They're telling you, don't do some, don't do the mitzvah. It'll be bal tigra, okay, but b'Shevi al Tasa, they have a call to do that. But you're going to bring me a raya from bal tigra to bal tosif. They're just like Chazal have a call to violate bal tigra, b'Shevi al Tasa. They can tell you to violate bal tosif b'kum ba'asei. My inyan shmita, it's still harsinai. What's? One is b'shevi al tasa, one is b'kumbasei. Chazal have a call to be okay b'shevi al tasa, but not b'kumbasei. What are you comparing the two? Pilei ploim against the Rashba, but kasha, that's the kasha of the Turi Evan. Who's the Turi Evan? Shagasai. He had a lot to say in this suit. Right, the Turi Evan asks on the Rashba, what's your dimyan from Baltigra to Baltosif? Baltigra is an akira b'shevi al tasa, but how do you know that when the Chachamim make a takana to add onto a mitzvah, that's going to be bal tosif, that there's no problem. There is no bal tosif in a takanas chacham. That's an akira b'kum v'aseh, Chazal don't have a call to be oker b'kum v'aseh. That's the Turi Evan's kash. Zogt, u'b'chon u'asimin. You have to understand, what's the Rashba saying? The Rashba was taking which approach? B'chonin says the Rashba was taking the second approach. If you look at this halacha as a passive-active question, so then the Turi Evan's kasha is right. It's all a function of whether Chazal are telling you to do something active or do something passive. So Bal Tigra, since that's an Akira B'Shevi Altasa, Chazal have a right to tell you to do that. Bal Tosef is an Akira B'Kumbase, telling you to do something active, they don't have a right to do that. The Rashba apparently is not looking at it like that. The Rashba is saying that Chazal have a koach to be Oker Mitzvah Saraisa, if it's a Dabra Akal. Chazal have a koach to be Oker Mitzvah Sase, but not Mitzvah Lo Sase. A Mitzvah Lo Sase is a Dabra Chama. Chazal don't have a koach Akira by Mitzvah Lo Sase. By mitzvahs, I say they have a koach akira ben b'shevi al tazer ben b'kumbase. It's not shevi al tazer b'kumbase. Shevi al tazer b'kumbase are code words, because that's the normal case of asay and los asay. But the real halacha that Chazal have a koach to be oker mitzvahs asay, but not mitzvahs los asay. Chazal don't have a koach to be oker a mitzvahs los asay. So says the Rashba, if Chazal have a koach to tell us not to do certain mitzvahs, Chazal have a koach of a gzeira. If by telling us not to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah and Holos B'Shabbes, that would be Bal Tigra, then Chazal don't have a koach to do that. Because that's an Akira of a Lo Sase. Chazal have a koach to be Oker a Lo Sase, right? If they have a koach to be Oker a Lo Sase of Bal Tigra, then they must have a koach to be Oker the Lo Sase of Bal Tosef as well. Because there's really no difference between Bal Tosef and Bal Tigra. We thought, the Turi Evan thought, what's this? A very big difference. Bal Tigra is Shevi Al Taseh, Bal Tosef is Kumba Aseh. Chazal have a koach to be Gozer, because even if they're Oker Bal Tigra, that's for Shevi Al Taseh. But how can they be Oker Bal Tosef with that's for Kumba Aseh? No, Bal Tigra, Bal Tosef are the same, they're in the same camp. One might be active and the other is passive, but they're both Los Aseh's. So if Chazal of a koach of gzeira, if somehow we see that Chazal of a koach of gzeira to tell us not to do a mitzvah saseh, even though they violate Bal Tigra by doing that, it must be that there is no Bal Tigra in a takana sacham. So if there's no Bal Tigra in a takana sacham, there must not be Bal Tosef in a takana sacham either. Because if there would be Bal Tigra in a takana sacham, they wouldn't be able to tell us not to do a mitzvah. Because that would be Bal Tigra, and Chazal don't have a call to violate Bal Tigra. Even if it's an Akira B'Shevi Al Tasa, even if it's only passive, because it's still alive. They don't have a call to be Oker Alo Saseh. So the very fact that Chazal have a call to make Zeris, to tell us not to do mitzvahs, that shows that Takonas Chazal, not Bechla Bal Tigra, Bal Tosef. If it's only a Takonas Chazal, it's not what the Yochid is being Megare, it's not what the Yochid is being Mosef, that's not Bal Tigra, that's not Bal Tosef. The Chacham have a Koach of Takona, Losasu tells you the Chacham have a Koach of Gzera, they have a Koach of Takona, it's not Bal Tosef, it's not Bal Tigra Bechla. Because if it would be Bal Tigra, then the Chazal wouldn't have a Koach to be Gozer. Because they don't have a Koach, even B'Shevi Al Tasa, to be Okra Mitzvah Losasu. Okay. Questions? Yeah.
You said that if you hold that the pastor is evil, the other makes it the right stuff, then you hold the thought between like passive versus active.
Right? If losasur
is equal, so then
possibility number one.
So then whenever they're active,
they can't be okay. When they're passive, they're able to be okay.
So then if you have like in a case of Lo Sigra and Mitzvah Shofar where you have two versus one, shouldn't like the two outweigh the Lo, like you have two things that you could be Mekayim through a Kumbaseh. One thing you could be over Arabish,
right, but it's
and equal.
No, but it's not true, because once you realize that the Chacham, the Mishnah says the Chacham had a call to make such a claim. So comes the Rashba and says it's not Bal Tigra. It's not two, it's only one.
And according to the Turei Amen, who says that if you're passive, that the whole thing that Bal Tigra says you're violating passively.
Right.
You're violating that passively, but you're also not being mekayem nasei passively.
But the rule is mitzvah shavah derechem, and all mitzvahs are equal. So the rule of thumb is just remain b'shevi al tasa.
Even if it's two mitzvahs,
two, three, four, but I'm remain b'shevi al tasa. That's it.
Even though you could be mekayem two mitzvahs,
still doesn't matter. The rule is that if the chachamim say don't do it, so you're supposed to remain passive. If you remain passive, then you're doing well. The Buchanan says this might be the yesod behind Tosis and the Ran and Arisim. Think about it. Right? We developed two approaches over here. Do the Chacham have a koach to be Oker Mitzvahs Daraisa B'Shevi Al Tasa? If they tell you to be, passive, well, Shevi Al Tasa is just a code word. Chazal have a koach to be Oker Mitzvahs Haseh and not Mitzvahs Lo Saseh. And what's that based on? It's based on what they're actually doing. Are the Chachamim being oker the mitzvah? They're not being oker the mitzvah. Do we just say that the mitzvah l'shmah d'ver Chachamim is equal to mitzvah d'oraisa and you remain passive, you remain shavei al taseh? Oh no! The mitzvah l'shmah d'ver Chachamim is gover. It's stronger than the mitzvah d'oraisa. They're actually oker the mitzvah d'oraisa. So Dr. Bulchanan, think about it. What's the Ran saying? The Ran is saying the first approach. The Ran is saying, Chazal are not oker the mitzvah. You're kind of mitzvah d'oraisa. If you sit in a sukkah that's Shulchan HaMasach HaBayis, Rosh HaRubah Sukkah B'Shulchan HaMasach HaBayis, what are you doing? With the Rabbanon, you're not Mekayim HaMitzvah B'Shlei Musim. In our Torah, have you been Mekayim HaMitzvah Avada? Because Chazal weren't okay the Mitzvah D'Araisa. Even Chazal were gozer, you shouldn't sit in such a sukkah. Were they okay the Mitzvah D'Araisa? No, they just said, they just created a Gzeirah. That Gzeirah just tells me there's a Mitzvah L'Shmah D'Rei Chacham, you're supposed to do that. But they're not okay anything. Chazal never okay mitzvahs. They make takonas, they make gzeiras, and then we have to apply them appropriately. So if there's going to be some kind of a conflict between the mitzvah l'shmah d'ver chacham and the mitzvah d'oraisa, the rule is that shevi al taseh oda. But Chazal never oker mitzvahs. If they never oker mitzvahs, min haTorah, you still will be yotzei if you sit in that sukkah. You sit in the sukkah with the shulchan of b'sukkah b'ayis, you violated the gzeirah d'rabbanan. But Chazal would never oker the mitzvah. They never said that if you do this, you're not the kind of mitzvah. Chazal don't have a cause to be oker mitzvahs at all. That's what the Ran was assuming. What is Taisus assuming? Also, kedivre Beis Shammai lo asav lo klum. What the nami if there's a machlokes Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, if Beis Hillel is machmer and you don't do like Beis Hillel, it's lo asav lo klum. That even on a deraisa level, you're not going to do anything. If Chazal make a gzeira that you're not supposed to do the mitzvah and you do the mitzvah anyway. Chazal make a gzeira. Let's not talk about sukkah. Let's talk about other circumstances. Right? Let's say Rosh Hashanah Shechalios B'Shabbos. You're supposed to. You're not supposed to blow shofar. Tivegir in Rosh Hashanah says that if you blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechalios B'Shabbos, you're not going to be able to do the mitzvah. Right? That's like Taisus and Sukkah. Right? You do a mitzvah. Chazal say don't do the mitzvah. So if you do the mitzvah anyway, you're not going to be able to. Tivegir in Rosh Hashanah. What kind of a strange idea is this? It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Chazal say because of a gzeira, I'm not supposed to blow shofar. But if I blow the shofar, I'm not going to be able to do the mitzvah. Yes. If you assume that the koach of the Chacham is not just to dictate what we should do, to create an extra value in the mix, and now we have to be b'shevi al taseh, we have to remain passive, but rather, Chazal actually are oker the mitzvah d'oraisa, second approach. If Chazal are actually oker the mitzvah d'oraisa, the Torah, lo saser, gives the Chachamim the koach to be oker a mitzvah d'oraisa, litzorech. So then it could be that the Chachamim Mamash have a koach to be okere to the point that you're not going to be yotzei the mitzvah d'oraisa. The Torah gave the Chachamim the koach to do that. If you learn the first approach, that the rule is shevi al taseh oda, if you always have to remain passive, then the Chachamim don't really have a koach akira per se. They're not okere anything. They just create another value. They throw another value into the mix. We tell you, we'd rather you do the following. We think there's a room for a gzeira over here. So then we have to evaluate, is it shevi al taseh, is it kumbaseh? We always have to remain passive. But if the Chacham have a koach akira, they can be oker, but they can only be oker adavar kal. They can be oker essen, but not lavin. Essen, but not lavin. But in a case where they're oker, a mitzvah saseh, ken zayin, that they're oker to the extent that even if you do it, you won't be mekayim the mitzvah saseh. If you do it, shalom kirtzon chachamim, you do it in a way that the chachamim don't want, against the gzeira drabanan, maybe you won't fulfill that mitzvah, because that's the koach of the chacham to actually be oker the mitzvah entirely. So it could be that the machlokas Tosis in the Ran is not a local machlokas to sukkah. Tosis is not saying a vart just in sukkah. Tosis is saying a fundamental vart that Chazal have a koach taka to be oker mitzvahs completely. But only a davar hakal, only mitzvah saseh. But where they have that call to be oker a mitzvah saseh, they can be oker the mitzvah saseh even b'kum va'aseh. Right? Even b'kum va'aseh, like by sadin b'tzitzis, even though there is a kum va'aseh, the Shagas Aryeh said, they have a call to be oker even b'kum va'aseh. And once that taka oker that mitzvah saseh, even if you do the mitzvah saseh, if you go against the Ratzon HaChacham, you do the mitzvah saseh, you won't fulfill that mitzvah. Because the Chachamim were oker it completely. Once they're oker it completely, then you won't be mekayim mitzvah, even if you do. Yes?
So how will the Ran read among brachos?
That's a good question. That's a sticking point. Some of the Talmidim asked me that during Shir. The Loshon, that lo asav lo klum, sounds like Imam Mishnah mekayim mitzvah. You're not mekayim a mitzvah. So it sits very well with Tosfos. Tosfos invoked the Gemara and Brachos, but the Ran doesn't make reference to the Gemara and Brachos. That's a sticking point. We have to work on that. Right? According to the Ran, it's very strange. V'lo klum. It sounds like even on a Daraisa level, you haven't done anything. I have to relearn that Loshen. It's not a literal Loshen. The Ran keeps on taking the teeth out of the Loshonis. That doesn't mean loyotzi dechavasim. The Ram will have to take something out of that lotion. It doesn't mean that loyotzi dechavasim, even on a deraisa level, you haven't done anything. It means with the rabbanon, you haven't done it right. It's a hard sell. It's a good kasha, Gidah. It's a good kasha. The Ran doesn't make reference to the Gemara Brachos. It's hard to know how he's going to learn, but it is definitely a good kasha. It's much more mistaber like Tosfos. The Lashon of the Gemara Brachos is talking much more mistaber like Tosfos than it is like the.